So our reading is taken from Revelation chapter 5, verses 11 to 14, and can be found on page 1237 of the Church Pew Bibles. Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they sang, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honour and glory and praise." Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them singing, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honour and glory and power, for ever and ever." The four living creatures said, "Amen," and the elders fell down and worshipped. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Lord, speak to us now. May our eyes be upon our Saviour and Lord, for his sake. Amen. Well, the writer of Revelation is the Apostle John. He is in exile on Patmos, in the middle of an ocean. Patmos, the black granite of that island. In fact, the beaches have black sand. Chapter 5, verse 2, a question is asked. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, "Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll?" Who is worthy? The initial answer is no one. No one in heaven, no one on earth, and no one underneath the earth. And so, verse 4, John is gutted and he weeps. "I wept and wept because no one was found who was worthy to open the scroll and look inside." Notice first the significance of the scroll. The scroll is very full. It's written on both sides. And it's closed with seven seals. And will be until the end of time. And the scroll contains God's secret purpose for establishing the kingdom of God on earth. It's about how to enter the kingdom and what it'd be like in it. And if we don't enter that kingdom, that is dreadful, because we won't in eternity be in that kingdom unless we enter during our life. But then verse 5, there's great joy. "Then one of the elders said to me, 'Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed. He's able to open the scroll and its seven seals.'" I love that phrase, "the Lion of the tribe of Judah." It reminds me of Aslan in the Narnia books. Whenever Aslan appears, there's great joy. There is a God who has died for us, comes alongside as a lion, yes, and brings great comfort and security. Notice, second, the worthiness of the Lamb. That's verses 6 to 10. He turns around and sees not a lion, but a lamb, once dead but now alive, who bears the scars of death, the wounds of crucifixion. Now, animals are used in different ways in people's view of their country. So America has an eagle, Russia a bear, but the symbol of the kingdom of God is a lamb slain. And it's in that weakness where true power is. That lamb has seven horns. He has total power despite his weakness. Has seven eyes. Total knowledge. And verse 9 and 12. "He is worthy." And they sang a new song. "You're worthy to take the scroll and open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation." In a loud voice they sang, verse 12, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honour and glory and power." Do you notice the Lord's death affects many tribes and nations? I'm keen this year coming that we should keep the cross at the centre, Christ crucified, because that's where the answer to everything lies. Have you ever thought where you find Hindus? You find Hindus primarily in India. How about Islam? Yes, in the Middle East, and where Arabic is read. In comparison, Christianity is on every part of the globe. There are Christian believers. All people can come to Christ. And the kingdom comes through accepting the death of Christ on the cross for us. It's not power or strength, but actually the weakness of Christ crucified. I was thinking a bit about the Platinum Jubilee coming up, because when the Queen was made Queen at the coronation, what happens is the Archbishop crowns. That's a reminder that there's a greater power. The Lord reigns over everything. The Lord crucified and risen. And yes, before even a monarchy was established in this country, they are Christian believers. And the Archbishop's action reminds us there's a much higher authority. It belongs to Christ. And diverse people need to ensure that all are welcome, all ages and backgrounds in a church. C.S. Lewis wrote an essay called The Inner Ring. It's a sad essay because it reminds us, in some places in church, there are those inside who are in, and others are seen as not being part of the club, and they're outside. That's not how a church should be. There was a bishop one day who was in his home, his granddaughter was staying, and the girl said to him, "Grandpa, what is that key around your neck?" It was a pectoral cross. And that man was soaked in the word of God. And what he did was he said, "You're quite right. It is the cross. It is the key if we're to enter the kingdom. The cross unlocks a new world and is the only key. Jesus Christ is the only way to meet with God in friendship. And he's died for you and me." Third, response all should make, verses 11 to 14. That word "worthy is the Lamb" comes again and again. Worthy, worthy, worthy. There's a great Puritan minister in this country called Richard Sibbes, and he put it like this rather beautifully. "Jesus Christ was never more lovely for his church than he was most deformed for his church." The cross is the centre of our faith. Christ crucified. I wonder if you have a piece of music which you find timeless. Perhaps Handel's Messiah for some people. Perhaps for Bob, Eleanor Rigby, or the Yellow Submarine. I don't know what you like, what music sticks in your mind. But the song of heaven is "Worthy is the Lamb." And that song will be sung forever. Will we join in that song now? Because actually, we cannot come to the kingdom of God unless we sing that song personally, and it's our own. And we'll try and help this coming year others to see the centrality of the cross. Because there is a severity to authentic New Testament Christianity. Heaven and hell are real. And that's why the cross is so vital for every one of us. And we'll not sing that song later if we've not joined in it now. As we look back and as we move on to another church year, let's keep the significance of Christ and his cross before us in all we do. Amen.